Chapter 3. The Flight to Spain. 2 hours later, the twins were on the plane, flying through the night sky.
"Look, Jodie," Jonathan said quietly. "Those foreign men from the airport are sitting in front of us. I sense something strange about them."
"Oh no, not again," said Jodie. "Maybe you just feel strange about moving so far from home."
"Maybe you're right," said Jonathan, but he wasn't sure. He remembered the passport incident near the drinks machine. Were the men trying to take Rafa's passport, or did I imagine it? He thought. Finally, he closed his eyes and went to sleep. It was dark in the plane. Most of the passengers were sleeping. Jodie's parents and Jonathan too, and it was very quiet. But Jodie couldn't sleep. Suddenly, she heard a noise in the seat in front of her. One of the men was taking a briefcase from under his seat. Jodie watched him through the space between the seats. The man opened the briefcase quietly and took out a small black revolver. Jodie panicked.
"Oh no, Jonathan was right about that man," she thought. "What's he going to do with that revolver? Are we all in danger?"
Suddenly, the man stood up. He put the revolver in his pocket and left the briefcase on his seat. Then he walked slowly to the back of the plane, looking at the passengers. Jodie closed her eyes, pretending to sleep. After the man passed her, Jodie tried to wake Jonathan.
"Jonathan, wake up," she said quietly in her brother's ear.
Jonathan opened his eyes.
"What's wrong?"
he asked, seeing the panic on his sister's face.
"You were right," said Jodie. "That man is dangerous. He has got a revolver. It's in his jacket pocket. He's walking to the back of the plane and looking at all the passengers."
"But how did he bring a revolver onto the plane?" said Jonathan. "There's lots of security here. Remember the X-ray machines and the metal detectors at the airport?"
"Well, I don't know how he brought it onto the plane. That's not important now," said Jodie.
"Let's take his briefcase from his seat and see what's in it."
"Maybe we should tell the flight attendant," suggested Jonathan.
"We haven't got enough time," said Jodie. "I'm going to get the man's briefcase before he comes back."
Jodie stood up to see what was happening in the seats in front of her. The second man was sleeping, and the first man was still at the back of the plane. Jodie quickly moved to the seat in front of her and took the briefcase. It was very heavy.
"Jodie, come back," Jonathan said suddenly. "He's coming."
Jodie dropped the briefcase and it fell to the floor with a loud noise. The second man woke up, grabbed Jodie's arm and pulled her to the seat next to him. Before Jodie could shout for help, Jonathan made a strange noise. The first man was standing next to his seat and was pointing his revolver at him.
"What do you think you're doing?" the man said aggressively.
He sat down in Jodie's empty seat next to Jonathan. Jodie looked around for help, but everyone was asleep.
"Don't hurt us," she said quietly. "We haven't done anything wrong."
"Oh no," said the man. "So why were you trying to steal my friend's briefcase?"
"I wanted to see if you had any explosives in it," said Jodie. "I saw your revolver. Who are you? And why have you got a revolver?"
A passenger in a seat near Jodie woke up and turned her light on.
"Shh," she said angrily. "It's the middle of the night. I'm trying to sleep."
A flight attendant came to see what was happening. The flight attendant looked at the angry passenger and then at the two men. She seemed surprised to see Jodie and Jonathan sitting in the seats next to them. Suddenly, the men began to laugh. Jodie and Jonathan were confused. They didn't understand what was happening.
"Sorry we made a noise, ma'am," the man next to Jodie said to the passenger. "You can go to sleep again. We've got hours until we arrive."
The flight attendant smiled at the men and went back to her seat.
"It's okay," the other man said quietly. "Don't worry. We're not going to hurt anybody. The flight attendants know us very well."
"But why have you got a revolver in your pocket?" asked Jodie again. "You also behave very strangely at the airport. We thought you didn't understand English, but you're speaking fluent English now. Who are you?"
"We're air marshals. I'm Juan, and this is David," said Juan. "Look, here are our security certificates."
The twins couldn't understand the certificates because they were written in Spanish, but they looked authentic. Since the attacks in the United States, most airlines have got air marshals on their planes now, David explained. "The air marshals dress like passengers. We check in with the other passengers and watch everyone even before they get on the plane. We carry revolvers to protect the passengers, but we hide them. We don't want anyone to notice us."
"We weren't careful enough today," said Juan.
"We thought everyone was asleep, but you saw my revolver. You could work for airport security one day. Let's forget this whole scene, okay?"
"Yes, good idea," Jodie said, smiling.
She was happy that her parents were still asleep and that Blanca and Rafa were sitting far away. After the plane landed, David gave Jodie a card with his name and telephone number on it.
"You and your brother are very observant," he said. "Would you like to visit our offices in Madrid one day and see how we protect the public?"
"Thank you. That's a nice idea," Jodie said, putting the card in her wallet. "We're moving to Valencia, but we'll phone you if we're in Madrid."
Jonathan listened to the conversation, but he didn't say anything. He wasn't sure about the air marshal's story. He remembered the scene with Rafa at the airport. There were still many unanswered questions, and Jonathan still had a sense of danger.